We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph, and we are starting from the last line of Kuf Yud Amad Beis. It's said in the Mishnah that a son is Yerush the mother. And the Shaila is, what's the Makar for that? What's the Makar that a son is Yerush the mother? It doesn't say that anywhere in the Pasuk that a son is Yerush the mother. It says, if someone dies, Uven Ein Loi, talking about a father. Who said if a mother dies that the son is Yerush's mother? What's the makar for that? The Tanu Rabbanan Ter Braisa, it says in the pasuk, "V'chol bas yireshes nachla mimatois bnei Yisrael." It says a lashon, "Bas yireshes nachla mimatois bnei Yisrael." It sounds like it was possible for a daughter to be yirish from two matos. Heich bas yireshes shtei matos. How is it possible for a daughter to be yirish from two matos, from two shvatim? Elazu she'avia meshevet echad. If there's a daughter, only daughter, she's a bas yechida, her father was from Reuven, her mother was from Shimon, and she was Yerush, both her parents. So she has nechasim from two shvatim. Now, how is it possible for her mother to have nechasim from Shimon Shevet? So the reason why it's a little bit, the kasha goes a little stronger. The halacha was in those days, when this pasuk was written, that a daughter who has the Yerusha, has a Chuzah from her Shevet, from Shimon Shevet, let's say, she was not allowed to marry to a different Shevet. Because then she was going to bring the Shimon's Chuzah to a different Shevet. She was not allowed to marry in. So how is it possible here where a Bas Shimon married Reuven with Nechasim from Shimon's side? It's Rashbam's Kasha. So he answers like this, that when Bas Shimon did this Shidduch with Reuven, with Reuven's family, she had brothers. This Bas Shimon had brothers. So therefore, the Yerusha is supposed to be going to her brothers. And therefore, she can marry out of her Shevet because she didn't have any potential Yerusha. But what happened was her brothers died. And once her brothers died, and then her father died, her Shimon's father died, she got the Yerusha. And that was fine because she was married already. So here's a case where she had Nechosim from Shimon, and he had Nechosim from Reuven, and now the daughter from that is getting from both matas. Now, what do you see from here? That a daughter is Yerush her mother. A daughter is Yerush her mother. That's what you see from this pasuk, the matas. That the daughter is Yerush the mother. Now, when the Gemara says Menoha Nemili, the Gemara starts off, the Gemara had two questions. Question number one was, who said a son is Yerush's mother? Question number two is, who said he's first? We know when a son is Yerush's father, he's first. The pasuk says, "Aven ein loy devart labita," and we know it's a Yerusha also. But from a mother, we know no Yerusha. So first of all, how do we know that he is Yerush's mother? And number two, how do we know he's first? So the Gemara brings a makar that a daughter could be Yerush's mother, and we also bring a makar. That's where we have it right. A daughter is Yerush's mother. So if Dr. Gemara vaita, okay, very good. We know a daughter. Could see matos. So the daughter got nechasim from two shvatim, from Reuven and from Shimon. Reuven from her father's side, and Shimon from her mother's side. Ve'eli alabas ben menai. What's the makar that a son is yirish his mother? Ve'eli alabas ben menai. Amrit kavachaymer. It's a kavachaymer. Oma bas shahir kaychay b'nechseim. Yafa kaychay b'nechseim. I read wrong. Ma bas shahir kaychay b'nechseim av. Abbas, when it comes to the father's Yerusha, she's second class. She's second. And still, she gets Yerusha by the aim. Ben, she yafakach mechseyav. Ben, that's first class by the father. Ain't a din, she yafakach mechseyav. It's kavachaymer. Of course, he gets Yerusha from his mother. And, umakim shabbas. Malahalon, just like by the father, Ben Kaidim Labas, the son goes first. Afkan, Ben Kaidim Labas, the son is for the daughter, which is a little bit of pell if you know Kavachimers. The whole Makar for the Ben is from the Bas. So how could he be first? The whole Makar for Yerusha from a mother is a Bas. And the Ben learns out Kavachim there. And the Ben is better than the Bas? The Gemara's going to ask that Kasha. We'll see in a second. But upon him, the way we know a Ben is Yerush is because a Kavachimer from the Bas, and the Bas is passing with Matos. And then we say that it's the same thing like Av that he goes first. So the Gemara Vayta, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi, Amr, Roshim, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzov. So it's Zechariah ben Akatzov Shita, Echad HaBen, Echad HaBas Shavim Nechseim. They are both equal. It comes to the aim, they're both equal. If you have a son and daughter, they both get it. They get it b'chutvus because they're both equal. My time, I die, I love him, and I didn't leave his kinidin. That we learn a kavachaymer, you can't be better than the makar of your kavachaymer. And the makar of a kavachaymer is a bas, you can't be better than the bas. That's Pshar Muzichar ben Akasif. So what's Pshar Tanakama? It doesn't hold a daya. Tanakama, Lidor is daya. But daya de araisu. Daya is a makar in the Torah. The time looked in a braisa. This braisa is going on Yugim Midas, where the makar for all Yugim Midas are. So it says, Medin kavachaymer ketsa. Where's the makar for kavachaymer? So it's a pasuk. It says when Miriam got tzaras, so Moshe Rabbeinu would daven for Miriam. So Hashem said she's going to have to be separate at least 7 days. But Yemer Hashem on Moshe, Avia Yarakag Wafneha. If her father would Yarak Wafneha, I'd like to call him Shivas Yom. She would have to be away for 7 days. And Kavachaymer Lishchina, Kavachaymer would be Shchina Abba Asa. Madach by a regular boss of Adam. The normal thing would be you'd be put aside for 7 days. Avad v'shchina should be 14 days, but el dialov v'din li'es kenidim. But since dialov v'din, it's only 7 days, and that's why she had to go chutz l'machna only 7 days. But what do you see? You see, minatara is din daya. El dialov v'din li'es kenidim. So the question is, you see, minatara is din daya. So the shaila is, what's pshat in Tanakam over here that says the ben goes before the bas by Yerusha Sa'im? And for the Gemara, Ba'al Modarish Daya. Basically, you're right. Always Darish Daya. B'shani Hocha, Domakrom, and Matois. There's a drosh on Matois. Makish Mata El Mata Av. Ma Mata Av Ben Kaidin Labas. There's a Hekish. That's a Hekish between the Mata Aim and Mata Av. Ma Mata Av Ben Kaidin Labas. Just like by regard to Yerusha from the father. The son would be first. Af Mata Aim Ben Kaidin Labas. Same thing when it comes to Yerusha of the mother, the son goes first. So really, it's a hekesh. So the kavachaymer together with a hekesh, that's the makar. So if someone asks you, what's the makar that someone's Yerusha's mother? The makar is a kavachaymer from Bas. Heino Bas from Matois. Now, the second question is, Heino, the ben goes first. Teretz is, Matois is a hekesh. Well, makesh, mataim, mateav. So Mara now brings down a few little mices of how we paskin. So to Gemara, first one. Rav Natoi Sova, Lamevet Uvdok, Rav Zchar ben Akatsav. Rav Natoi wanted to do a halacha l'maisa like a zchar ben Akatsav, which means there was a story where a mother died, left over a son and a daughter. He wanted to make a shul. They both split the Yerusha. So Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel told Rav Natoi, "Keman ke Zecharia, you want to go like a zchar ben Akatsav? Efes Zecharia. Zecharia was batel. His halacha was batel. That's loshon efes. Nothing. It's batel. Rav. That's one maisa. Nacha maisa. Rabbi Tavla over the Rav Zecharia Akatsav. Here." So Rav Tavla did the Maisa. He paskin like Rav Zchar ben Akatsav. And he gave the Yerusha to both the son and daughter when their mother died. Omer Rav Nachman, my high, what are you doing? Omalei, the Omer Rav Chinna bar Shlam, Yashved Rav. Rav Chinna bar Shlam says, Shved Rav, Halacha k Rav Zchar ben Akatsav. He says that the Halacha is, because they say Vashem Rav, Rav Chinna bar Shlam says Vashem Rav, we pass the Zchar ben Akatsav. Omalei, so Rav Nachman says to him, Zila Hadabach, go take it back, make it only to the ben. V'loy, if not, mafkin lachar Rav Chinna bar Shlamya unech. I'm going to take Rav Chananya bar Shlamya out of your ears, which means I'm going to put you into cherim. I'm going to put you into shamta if you don't listen to me. If you don't listen to me, you're going to do this. You told Rav Tavla, you have to be chayza. Sorry, if you're chayza, that's not how we pass him. Not a maisa. We'll see again, it's b'shem Rav. Rav Huna bar Chia v'shavu l'mevr over the curve v'shayar ben katsiv. Omer v'nach mayhai, what's pshat? Om leidah, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. Halakha was Chayav Akatsav. Rav Huna told me b'shem Rav. This is Rav Huna Bachia talking. He said, Rav Huna, the Stam Rav Huna, told me b'shem Rav that we passed the Chayav Akatsav that a Yerusha Sa'im goes to both of them. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, Eshachle, should I ask Rav Huna if he really said that? No, somebody's doing it. Should I ask him if he said that? Sikhsev, he was embarrassed. No, don't ask him. Why was he scared? So the response was that maybe he was scared, maybe Rav Huna was Chayzer, or he wasn't really saying it seriously. So he was like, he was scared about that. So he had to back out, Taka. He didn't pass like that. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, Hashta, it's a good thing Rav Huna is still alive, because Amalei, Hashta, Kinoch, Nash, Rav Huna, if Huna wouldn't be alive, then it treats Lekavli. Then you would go against me, and you would try to keep that psak, and psak, pass it with Chayav Akatsav. But now I skid you, I'm going to ask Rav Huna, you're backed out. V'yu k'man Savra. So who does Rav Nachman hold like? It sounds like everyone passed it with Chayav Akatsav. So Gemara Kohod, the Rav Shmuel, Darma Tavayu, Rav Shmuel said together, Ain halacha gavzchayim akatsav. They both say clearly the halacha is not gavzchayim akatsav, and that's why Rav Nachman held that we have to paskin not gavzchayim akatsav, and like it's mashma mishnah that ishus imay is dafka the ishus imay when makim the bas the son is yours the mother and not the daughter. If there's no son, then the daughter goes. But The son goes first, just like the son goes first by a father, when he yerush the mother, the son goes first as well. Aye, the question of Daye, we said from the Pasuk Mematois, it's a hekesh, Mata'im, Lamata'av.